I want to just share you a little bit of the journey that the Lord led us on as we began to go down this road. And of course, you had prayed with us as we were candidating in churches and traveling all over the country, and kind of came to a point a little over 2 years ago in the spring of 2017. And as we began to get close to that time frame, we had traveled for about a year and a half, and we just stood back and said, Lord, what would you have for us? And we began to pray, and God began to stir in our hearts about starting a church. Now, I used to say anybody that would start a church has got to be crazy. And here we are having started a church, and God led us down this road, and we began to follow the leading of the Lord and kind of just stepped back and took a look at where we were going and what we were accomplishing for the Lord, and began to ask God what he would have for Dan Bottrell and his family. And we began to look at the places that there are churches needed, and folks, that is as limitless as you can drive. I mean, the churches that we need in America, places that are preaching the gospel and giving God's word on a daily basis, we need them all over America. Reseeding of America is what we need. Well, as we were challenged by men that have done it before us to start a church and to go down that road, I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I'll do this if you'll help me do it. And I began to pray that the Lord would send me with 10 families to start this church. You say, that's a big prayer request. It is a big prayer request. People said, where are you going to get them? I don't know. But I just began to pray that God would meet those needs. And so we told people about what we were doing, and things kind of got going, and we kind of got to the point where we had a need. Does anybody here tonight have a need? Maybe tonight you need a husband. Maybe tonight you need a wife. Not to trade what you have, but I mean, you've never been married, amen? But maybe tonight your need is to see God save some of your loved ones. Maybe tonight you have a need to be baptized and grow in your faith and your Christian life. Do you know, all of us have needs tonight that we need God to meet. We have things that we can't do in and of ourselves because it's beyond our power, it's beyond our financial ability, but we need God to divinely intervene. And I began to pray and say, Lord, if you would provide, I will yield to you and let you open the doors. A year ago, January, it was actually December 25th of 2018, December 26th, the pastor called me and said, I heard you're going to be starting a church. I had told nobody about starting a church. I looked at the phone and I said, who told you? And long story short, he found out through the grapevine, and you know how information travels, and he said, we just moved out of our building and we moved into a new building, and we want you to have everything that we have in that building for your church plant. And I'm telling you, in that building, there were chairs, there were songbooks, there was a PA system, there were all kinds of things. And he said, bring a truck up, and you can load up that truck and take all that stuff back so that when you start your church, you don't have to buy those things. And everybody likes free, amen? And so I went to New York in the middle of winter, to January 3rd, as a matter of fact, and you know, I began to get overwhelmed because it was so far beyond what I had an ability to accomplish. And God brought me to this verse. And look with me, if you would, in Matthew chapter 6. I want to read you a verse that has become my testimony for the last 11 months. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 8. Here we see the Sermon on the Mount in chapter 5, and we see the Lord talking about the Pharisees in verses 1 through 7, and we come to verse 8 and we almost look at this in a different light, but this verse began to mean so much to me. The Bible says, but be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask. And I remember as I drove the U-Haul van back from the state of New York, boy, I was on cloud nine. God had met a need. We didn't even have a building. We had no money. And we still don't have a lot of that. But I'm sure everybody's there, amen, tonight. And we're driving down the road, and we got to empty a 24-foot Ryder van, and we got to get it empty so we can turn the van in. That means I got to rent a building, or I got to do something to put this stuff somewhere. My son, who's with me tonight, he looked at the dash, and the thing said, if you rent from us, you get the first month's rent free for storage. I called the U-Haul place, and I said, is this true? They said, absolutely. Pull up to the place, unload all your stuff, and you can have the first month's rent free. I said, well, praise the Lord. So now we got the furniture, and now we got a place to put it. We were off and running. Do you know, sometimes God wants you to just trust Him a little bit more. Sometimes you've just got to back up and take a little bit of a look at where you're going and what's happening. And sometimes we come to the point of salvation because we have found faith and we've trusted Christ and we've followed the Lord in obedience and we've got baptized, but we've not really found a way to trust the Heavenly Father. As we traveled through the month of February, we were in a situation where we needed to get things going, and God began to stir in my heart to be able to get people involved in the work that was taking place. And do you know, when it's beyond you and you know that it's God, your dependency becomes dependent on God. Those of you who have experienced the death of a loved one, you understand what it's like to not have the answers, but it's good to know that you know the one that does have the answers. Amen. And how many times have we called heaven in those moments of need and in those times of trial and those moments of circumstances, and we understand that in Matthew 6:33, the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And if you look at the word all, you go to the two verses before, and the Bible gives you understanding that the Lord will take care of your raiment. He will take care of your food. He will provide your needs. But it's a whole lot easier to preach it than it is to live it. It's a whole lot easier to tell somebody else how to do it than it is to go through it. And I remember as we traveled that journey in the month of February and March, and every month the rent would come due on the storage unit, and I would say, Lord, we've got to have your help here. We've got to go from just getting the stuff. We now need you to supply. But doesn't the Bible say that He will supply all of your needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus? I'll be honest with you. There were times I forgot what that verse really meant. My nephew Davey calls me. Davey says, Uncle Dan, I would like to come and help you start the church. I said, Davey, do you understand we don't have a checkbook? Do you understand there's no money in Hunt Valley in New Hope Baptist Church? Do you understand that if you come, you're coming to no paycheck? He said, well, let me pray about it. I said, that's a good thing. And I hung up the phone. I said, God's not in this. Because I didn't want the financial responsibility. He called me back about a month later and he said, I've prayed about this and I have peace. I said, well, okay, if you feel like God wants you to come, then you come. For He knoweth what ye have need of before ye ask. We went a little farther down this road of establishing the church and watching God meet the need, and we tried to make videos, we scheduled some meetings, we traveled around, and I just wanted to share with people what God was doing in my heart and wanted people to get excited with us about what God could do with them as we planted the New Hope Baptist Church. I remember coming into the summer months and looking at the surmountable task of things that needed to be done. But the Bible says He knoweth what ye have need of before ye ask. And sometimes I would find myself coming to the point, we would drive down the area where we are at and there's no building. Everything there is like it is here. It's very expensive. Rent of a building of any size is $3,000, $4,000, $5,000. Just crazy money. Of course, we couldn't afford that, and so we began to pray, and I remember there were times where I would just come to the point where I would just say, Lord, there is no possible answer. And somehow, God would meet the need. Somehow, God would open the door and show himself strong on the next situation. We had a church call and say, Brother Betrell, we hear you're starting a church. We want to give you a piano. And so I said, praise the Lord. And we went over and it was one of these that weighs about 400 pounds. And so we said, well, that's what God's given us. And so we took it home and I told somebody else about it. And they said, you know, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of. You're going to carry that piano in and out every Sunday. I said, well, that's what God's given us. He knoweth what you have need of before he asked. He said, preacher, I want to tell you, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of. You know, God has a way of keeping us humble, amen? He said, but what we would like to do as a church, and he looked over and they had two portable pianos. He said, we'd like to give you a piano. It had a case and you could roll it in and roll it out. He knoweth what you have need of before you ask. He knows tonight what your heart is going through. He knows tonight what burdens you carry. He knows tonight what tomorrow holds. He knows what storms are on the horizon. He knows what roads you're going to have to travel. And tonight he has supply beyond our unbelief. If we would just believe tonight that God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Do you know, in order to have the full understanding of how God can supply, you have to surrender. You have to be willing to say, not my will, but thine be done. You have to be willing to live the testimony that Jesus Christ lived when he was here on earth, when he looked to the heaven and he said, Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. But in his own understanding, he went to the cross and he bore the load and he lifted the cross and he did what he had to do. But we understand that in that moment of miracle, God gave us the unlimited supply to the blood atonement of Jesus Christ. Boy, I'm glad tonight that he knoweth what we have need of before we ask. We loaded the piano into the back of the truck and we're traveling down the road as we were heading back, and it seemed like the needs were so much more than we could handle. It seemed like there was no building in sight, but God had given us some chairs and he had given us a piano and he had given us hymnals by the hundreds. If you need hymnals, we have about 1,000 hymnals. I guess God's planning on us having big song services, amen? We've got hymnals coming out our ears, and everybody I know is giving us hymnals. And they said, do you need hymnals? And I'm like, yes. And so we went through all the hymnals and looking for money. There wasn't any. But we were just trying to see God provide. And so we came to the point where we were about a month out, and we found a trailer, and it was a beautiful trailer. And we said, you know what? We need this trailer, And so we had a flatbed trailer and we finally secured a building, and it was a community center that we're in now. It cost us $1,000 a month and we get it on Sunday for 5 hours. Every Sunday morning we roll in and set things up, and Sunday afternoon we pull them out, put them back in the trailer. It's all in hopes and in plan and seeing God do some great things. The first church that wanted to come, they said, Pastor Betrell, we'd like to come and help you pass out some flyers. And I was like, praise the Lord. He said, we're going to have about 8 or maybe 10 people show up on Saturday, and we just want you to be prepared. And when we get there, we're going to hit the ground running, and we're going to do all that we can do that day for the Lord. And you just be ready. And so we were there waiting there at the McDonald's. And I'm telling you, when he showed up that day, 38 people piled out of those vans. And they all grabbed flyers, and some of them had been saved less than a week. He knoweth what ye have need of before ye ask. Another pastor called from down in Tennessee. He said, Pastor Betrell, we'd like to come up and just take a weekday and go soul winning. So we did. We went out, we went soul winning, and we knocked on doors from 9 o'clock in the morning till 7 o'clock that night, just knocking door after door. And we found everything there is to find behind a door. Finally, we found a lady who stood at the door, and she said with her own testimony, she said, "I knew I needed something, but I didn't know what it was." And with tears in her eyes, she bowed her head and she asked Jesus Christ into her heart. And she's going, she's been coming faithfully. And she wants her family to be saved. The last Sunday afternoon, she told my wife, she said, "I want my daughter to get saved. I don't think she's saved." Do you know that's what happens when we yield to God and we watch Him do those things that only God can do? Do you know sometimes it's hard to surrender? I know young men that have gotten married and they're about to get married. And they'll make comments like, "When I get married, my wife, she's going to do everything I say. When I say come, she's on her way. And when I say fix food, she's going to get up and go do it." And anybody who's been married for any length of time will just chuckle and understand there is a give and a take, right? But with the Lord, "Not my will, but thine be done." So we began to move towards this, and I would keep reading this verse as we were looking for a building. The Bible says, "But your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask." Matthew 6:33, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." I kept asking the Lord, "You know, Lord," I kept looking at other church buildings. I drive down the road, I've never prayed so hard that other churches would go out of business. They're not preaching the gospel. Lord, let's use their building for the work of God, amen? I mean, I've looked at big ones and small ones. I don't care, I just needed a building. The Bible says, "Ye have not because ye ask not." We looked at a building that burned to the ground after we looked at it. We knew that wasn't God's will. We've looked at everything that was available. And I'll be honest with you, I got discouraged. Be honest with you, my spirit got a little weak. And you've been there just as I have. When you've prayed and God didn't answer in the time that you thought He should, and you began to look at heaven and say, "God, what is going on? Lord, don't you understand that I have this need? Don't we understand that He's a heavenly Father and He longs to meet the needs of His children?" Be honest with you, I had to do a little bit of living my preaching that I had been preaching. We began to pray and we wanted to do what God would allow us to do, and we had a few dollars come in and we sent out a little mailing and had a few more dollars come in, and every day was like, "What's God going to do next? We have this need." And we stopped at a church on a Sunday night and they said, "Do you have any needs?" And I said, "We need a pulpit." He said, "Well, you can't have the one you're standing behind, but we have one down there in the basement." So I've been looking around here to see if there's anything else we need. And I'm really liking these columns behind me, but I don't know that that's going to fit in the temporary setup every week. And they said, "Well, we got a pulpit and you can take it." And so we took the pulpit home that night. And now we had a pulpit and some chairs, and we had a offering place, and we had a sound system. We had all these things. We had no building. "But the Lord knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask." Tomorrow morning when you rise, at whatever time it might be, you have a heavenly Father that understands. The Bible says He was touched by the feelings of our infirmity. You have to understand tonight that the Lord knows tomorrow what you're going to need. He knows the road you're going to travel. He knows that person that's going to cut you off. He knows that disappointing news that might come. But God knows. So we began to say we need a trailer. And so we found a nice one on Craigslist and took a picture of it, and we put it in a mailing and we sent it out. And oh, I had great faith. I knew God was going to buy it in 24 hours. Man, within about an hour of it getting onto the network, somebody called and said, "We're going to give you $100. I own 3 bolts of the trailer. On the hub, I figured $100 would buy 3 bolts. I thought, well, maybe if I break it down, it'd be a little bit simpler. And so we went on for weeks. We said, well, if we can't buy the trailer, we'll haul everything up on a flatbed. But we're going to start on September 16th. We began to pray, and we had $100 to get given, and I had it in a folder in my office, and I had it on my desk. And every day I would go down, and I would open that folder, and I'd say, Lord, that's not enough money. But the Bible says He knoweth what ye have need of before ye ask. I'd close the folder, and I would be very strong in my faith, just like you do at times. And I would quote the verse, Philippians 4:13. And it, I would quote all of the verses, and I would say, the Bible says that I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. And I would draw strength from the Word of God, but it still didn't put a trailer in the driveway, and we needed to haul the stuff. So 1 week prior to launching the church, we began to get the chairs out, and we're shampooing them off, and no place to put them, so we're pushing them into the house, and we're making the platform, and we're putting things together, and we're just praying. It's Sunday morning, 1 week prior to starting the church. We have $100. And I'll be honest with you, at this point, my faith was weaker than it had been in a long time. I said, Lord, if that's not what you want, we understand. We had looked at trailers, but there was one thing in the way. We had a need and didn't have what it took to meet the need. Aren't you glad you have a God that owns it all? He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills and the wealth in every mine. Sunday morning, the Sunday prior to us starting, I was in church and I was kind of discouraged. I said, we need a trailer 1 week from today. We don't have one. I walked out to my truck and my phone rang. And the number that was on the phone, I don't know who it was. I've never met the man before in my life. And he asked me, he said, Pastor Betrayal, how's your trailer fund coming? I said, brother, it is going great guns. We've gone from zero to $100 in less than one day. And that's all the farther we've gotten. He said, well, we want to buy the trailer for you. He said, as a matter of fact, if you could tell me right now who to make the check to, I'll make it out right now. And God in His wisdom made that call come at the right time. God is never late. God is always on time. He always knows how to meet the need. He always knows how to make us understand that our dependency is on Him and Him alone. And I called the man on Sunday afternoon. I said, you wouldn't believe what just happened. Somebody bought a trailer so that we could start church next Sunday. He said, I'll tell you what, I'm going through there on Tuesday. Not only will you get it, but I'll deliver it. The Bible says He can do abundantly above all that we are able to ask or think. I wonder tonight if we are seeking what it is we should be seeking. Or if we're not surrendered in an area that we should be surrendered, or if we're not focused in an area that we should be focused in. Tonight, as we look forward in the church plant, I want to tell you tonight, I'm not satisfied with what God's done. I want to see God do more as we move forward for the cause of Christ. We've had 23 people bow their head and follow the Lord in a confession of their sins and asking Christ into their heart. We've had people come. We've had people leave. That's what churches have. That's what happens in churches. But praise the Lord, we've got people coming in there with an anticipation, wondering what God's going to do next as we go out and knock on doors. Weekly we get calls and emails and people asking about the church. I want to be not satisfied with what I can do. I want to be satisfied with what God can do. May I ask you tonight, are you satisfied with where you're at? I don't know about you, but I remember as a young person, I used to go to buffets. Anybody here like to go to a food buffet? Amen. You know, when you go to a food buffet, we can all relate with this. That's why I'm using this illustration. When we go to a food buffet, there is always more there than we should eat. Is that correct? And we go up and we take a little bit of this and a little bit of that, and then a whole lot of little bit adds up to a whole big lot. Amen. We go back and we sit down and we eat it all, and we're just stuffed. And we look over at that ice cream machine and we say, you know what? I'm going to pray about this. God answers prayer quickly sometimes. And off you go to the ice cream machine. You turn on the ice cream machine, and first you're going to get the little bowl, and you leave it on too long, and then it mounds on there, and you're on your way by the little gummy bears, and then the chocolate sprinkles, and then a little bit of caramel, and by the time you get back to your seat, you look at that, and you say, man, I shouldn't eat that, but the truth is, you're hungry for it, and you eat it, and you get all done, and you say, man, that was good. And when God does something, you stand back and you get an appetite. And the Bible says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. And I'm telling you tonight, God has done amazing things. He's done more than I deserve. But I'll tell you, it stirred something in my heart to do more for the Lord. We laid out a vision for 2019 and we said in the month of January, we're going to go with new beginnings, and we're going to knock on doors, and in February we're going to have a month of missions. We're going to get a DVD player, or we're going to get a projector or something. You have to understand, we don't have pews, we don't have carpet, we don't have doors, we don't have nothing. Everything we own sticks in a trailer. And we said in February we're going to show every Sunday morning, we're going to show a presentation of a missionary, because we want to be a missions emphasis church. So next Sunday is the first Sunday in February. Let me tell you how many projectors I have. Zero. Let me tell you how many of those things we have that we need. But last night, as we were leaving the church, the pastor looked over and he said, could you use one of these large flat screen TVs? And I said, yes, we can, because on Sunday, we're going to be showing a DVD presentation. The Lord knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask. I wonder tonight how many times we've gotten ahead of the Lord. I wonder tonight how many times we have not God. Look with me in verse 9. The Bible says, after this manner, therefore pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. That tells me God's going to give me today what I need today. God's got for me tomorrow what I need. It's my job to understand. It's my job to seek Him. It's my job to understand that He has unlimited supply. It's my job to know that I need to stay surrendered in every area possible. And I need to be satisfied with what He's doing and wait for God to open the next door. We came to the end of a year and a half of preaching in churches and traveling around the country. I was very frustrated with what was happening. I remember an old preacher came to me and he said, Brother Betrayal, I want to tell you something. No time waiting on God is wasted time. God will always show Himself strong. How many times we get ahead of God? How many times we buy that thing that maybe we didn't need, or that we thought we needed, and God had it all worked out, and we got ahead of the Lord, and we know about those times. But I'm telling you, when you're in the center of God's will, and you're watching Him meet needs, and you're watching Him take care of things, and you're watching Him open heaven and supply the need, it does something to the heart of a Christian. It excites you for what God can do, and it lets you realize that we serve a great God. Tonight, we all have needs. Tonight, we all stand in need of seeing God do more. We start in the book of Genesis and we find that Abraham was searching for a city whose builder and maker was God. He had a need. And you could travel right on through the book of Genesis to Joseph and Elijah and David, and travel on down through the major and the minor prophets and into the New Testament. And you can see Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and any person who has ever done anything for God has come to the realization that God can. Tonight, we still need a building. We've looked at every building that we can find that's reasonable enough to rent. We've come to this conclusion: when it's God's time, that door will open. So far, he's met the piano. He's given us the pulpit. He's supplied the pews or the chairs. He's given us the songbooks. He's given us something to show a DVD presentation on. He's opened the door and showed himself strong so many times. Why then do we doubt that God can? It goes back to the simple statement when he first started. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Tonight is pretty simple. Lord, I need some bread for today. Okay. And God continues to meet the need. We're in our third week. We were in our third week of planning the church. Do you know the devil is going to find a way to discourage you? Just count on it. And I remember it was a week, a very stressful week. We had knocked a lot of doors. We actually are crossing over the 30,000 door threshold now. We have been after it. God has to meet the need because he said he would. And I remember it was a very stressful week and things weren't going right, and I was in my office early on Sunday morning and at the crack of 9 o'clock, and I was just trying to get alone with God, and my wife calls me, and she says, "Sweetheart, there's no hot water in the hot water heater." I said, "How can that be? Nobody showered yet this morning." I told her over the phone, I said, "Sweetheart, endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. March on." I said, "Sweetheart, sometimes we have to bear our crosses." And she said, "Sweetheart, I need some hot water." So I went in and I looked at the hot water heater and I took it apart and the breakers were all in and everything was working. I put my hands on the hot water heater and the water was hot. And I said, "There is something wrong." So I called my wife and I said, "Is it any better?" She said, "No, as a matter of fact, the water pressure is gone." This is Sunday morning. Church starts in about an hour and a half. I walk into the apartment that we're remodeling and for Davey to live in, and there's a water line that didn't get clamped. And it's shooting a half-inch stream of water straight out into the middle of the floor. Praise the Lord and shame on the devil, right? No. I was like, there he is. The devil showed up. I turned the water off. The house was flooded. I called my wife. I said, "There will be hot water in just a few minutes." I fixed the thing. We got it back together. You know, the devil's going to find a way to discourage you. You just need to take that verse and realize tomorrow, I just need to go get some more bread from the bread of heaven. Because your heavenly Father knoweth what you have need of. Maybe tonight you have a need and you don't know how it's going to be met. You have a heavenly Father that can meet that need. Preacher, what is your need tonight? We need people to show up to come to church, same as your needs are. We need God to supply with unlimited supply. We have all of those needs that you have in this church. We just need God to do more. May tonight we just take that little verse, "The Lord knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask." May I ask you tonight, what is your need? God can meet that need. Let's stand together tonight with heads bowed and eyes closed. Maybe tonight God's touched your heart. I'm going to turn the service over to Pastor Betrell. He's going to come tonight and take over. Maybe God's stirred in your heart to pray more. Maybe God's stirred in your heart to give your heart to the Lord. Maybe you need to surrender. We will leave that to the Lord tonight.